Uh-oh.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits.
I was reading the newspaper. You know the newspaper? Well, I wasn't really actually reading it. Well, I suppose technically I was reading the newspaper. I was reading it on my iPad. It's kind of reading the newspaper. It's still reading, like. And I pay for the subscription.
You don't have to apologise for yourself.
I was reading Ciara Kelly talk. You know, the good doctor in News Talk. Now, I was slagging her off before, so I don't know if she'll take my call. I was slagging her off when she'd written this article a few weeks ago where she said, oh, people are saying it's hard to get their kids out to school. Here's what I do. And I just merely pointed out she's in work when her kids are going to school.
You fact checked her.
Yeah, she's doing breakfast and News Talk. So she's not getting kids to school. She's not getting her kids out to school at all. She's a chancer. Anyway, that's besides the point. This article, Ciara Kelly is confessing to being name blind. It's like face blindness. It's like you never remember a person's face. Name blindness is, or being name deaf maybe. It's the concept of not hearing the person. When you're introduced to someone, you either don't hear it or you instantly forget it and you don't retain people's names at all. Now you know the person. You could be working with them on the same floor, in the same office for the last 2 years. Hello. And there are loads of people that work here that I only ever go, hello there, you. Now I know in my heart of hearts, I know your name's JP. But I will not use the name just in case I'm wrong and I don't have it. I'm terrible for that.
And you respect the person. Like, you may even like the person. But I also find myself in that situation where I'm talking to somebody and I'm thinking, I'm not 100% sure that's your name, so I'm not going to take any chances.
I'm not
going to say it out loud.
Hey, dude. Even to girls. Hey, man.
Yep.
How are you getting on, bro?
How's it going, mate?
Hey, fella. How was your weekend? Just can't do it. Can't do that thing. And then how long do you need to be working, you know, after working together for like a couple of years in some cases, it's not like you can all of a sudden turn around to the kitchen and go, what's your name again? It's awful. It's really, it's tragic and really bad. Let me call my Ciara Kelly. Let me call my face blindness guy.
Hopefully she takes your call.
Maybe, it's touch and go. She may or may not. She writes in the newspaper, don't you know? Or she writes in the iPad.
It's ringing.
Hello.
Hello, Ciara Kelly.
Yes, who is this?
This is Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you?
Who?
Ray Foley? Today FM?
I'm just kidding. I'm joking.
I'm joking in the house, ladies and gentlemen. How are you?
I'm really good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm reading your words here. And you're describing me.
Yeah.
I'm afflicted with it as well, not remembering people's names.
And it's real. And I think potentially people think you're rude, that you just aren't arsed to commit their name to memory.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not that, because I commit loads of things to memory that I'm not arsed about. So it's not just that. I can't do it. I can't retain names. I don't know what it is.
I read in it, because this is, of course, I've had this for a year. You know, it's my entire life I've had this. And I remember reading one article, or someone forwarded on an article to me about me not remembering people's names. And they say it's a thing that you are so, particularly in a social situation, you're so wrapped up in making a good impression, making the person like you. genuinely, this is true. I can totally
identify. True. I'm not denying this.
That it's kind of like, as you're shaking hands, you're going, now remember the name, Ciara, Ciara, it's Ciara, it's Ciara, and it's gone. Because I'm so wrapped up in what you're smiling.
You're just a good time dandy. That's what you are. You're so wrapped up in the crack that you miss out on the details.
Well, that's one way of putting it. For me, it's genuine insecurity. It's kind of like, I just want to make a good impression. I just want you to, but I'm saying hello.
We all became radio presenters, and that would fit with that too.
This is it, you see. It's that deep-seated insecurity.
The other one then. We loved Ray. That's what we're craving it.
And that is the other one then. That's if you wanted to be hyper-negative about it, it's like, oh, I couldn't be asked remembering. I'm too wrapped up in what it is I'm saying.
I honest to God don't think it's that, because if I could, I would, because one of the worst things, and it happens to me with my name blindness all the time, that I'm in a party setting or a group setting or a, you know, a work social thing, and I'm talking to somebody, I'm chatting away, and I like them, and I know who they are, but I don't know their name. Mm. And I'm chatting away, and then someone else comes along who is the exact same, but I know that they don't know each other. And then I'm thinking, oh, Jesus, I'm the one supposed to introduce these two people, because they're looking at me, and they're looking at each other like we don't know each other. And what I tend to do is I go, I have to go to the toilet. I just run away.
I'm bursting.
I have no skills. I haven't learned any top hack for that. Like, I haven't got any answers for people who find themselves in that situation. And it happens all the time, and it's a nightmare.
But Kerry, you're just back from the toilet. Well, I'm going again. It's gone through me.
I've got an issue.
I've got a problem. Yeah.
I'd rather you thought there was something wrong with my kidney than you realise I don't remember your name.
I don't remember your name. My wife has a hack where she is the rescuer always in that situation, because she knows what I'm like. So my wife will go, I'm Kate, by the way. What's your name? And then I can go, Oh, Jesus, of course. I meant to introduce you. I'm so rude. Whereas, in fact, I'm just playing it safe and not introducing.
Oh, she saves you, doesn't she?
Oh, she's brilliant.
That's probably why you married her, actually, for that very reason. And it's actually a very valid reason to marry anybody,
Once she came up with that idea, I said, I'm proposing. That's it.
This is the keeper.
We're getting married. We had exactly that situation, actually, on Friday. Well, JP and I were on the street, and we bumped into someone from a past life. Decky, the drummer from the Blizzards, the band The Blizzards. And we're chatting to him, and we're like, I'm not going to use his name because I don't want to offend him. And then John, John Cadell, a colleague of ours, walks past and he's like, "How are you lads? How are you getting on?" And it's like, balls. Now I need to introduce him. But we did it. It was fine.
You went to the toilet.
I went to the toilet.
went down a side street.
There and then on the street, just outside the building here. Now, big confession time, Kerry Kelly, and this is where S gets real. Okay, it gets real.
Okay.
Do you have face blindness, or rather name blindness, in work, in news talk?
Yes.
With colleagues?
Yes.
It's Shane, isn't it?
Who? That guy, he turns up every morning, and I don't know why he's there. I'm really, obviously not with Shane, but with other people. And like, it is bad, but it actually, I'm kind of leaning into it's beyond my control. I'm kind of leaning into it as some kind of neuro, because we are all neurodiverse now, you see. So I think that's what it is. I think it's neurodiversity.
Well, actually, I am. I'm diagnosed. Did I tell you I got the ADHD diagnosis?
Well, you see, I have it too. So there you go. Is it that?
Yeah, well,
we're so jumping around in our brains that, Jesus, we
it's the catch, it's the ADHD.
Guys, you will blame anything on the ADHD.
I'm blaming everything
on the ADHD.
Oh, yeah, it's my catch-all, it's brilliant.
It's a get-out-of-jail-free card, my friend.
They did a thing years ago where I was presenting a thing on the telly, right, and like that, I had to keep looking down at the sheet of paper to check the person's name all the time.
Jesus,
right?
I know, yeah.
So we're running a couple of, this wasn't Take Me Out, it was a different quiz show, and I was constantly looking down at the cards to check the people's names. So two episodes in, they came up with this genius idea of putting a badge on every contestant.
So
in my contract isn't up until next February, but my new contract, everyone in Marconi is going to be obligated for the purposes of Mr. Foley. Everyone in News Talk today,
FM Spin, given me a name badge.
Yeah, everyone's getting a name badge from now on. So in future, you can look down at Pat's lapel and it'll say Pat Kenny on it, and you'll be like, you'll be grand.
He's a tricky one, to be honest.
100%, yeah.
Because he looks more like an Eamon, and that's the problem, I think.
Eamon Kenny.
Chris has been in touch. He says, if you find yourself in that situation, ask the other person their name. Then, when they tell you their first name, you say, no, not your first name. I know that. It's your second name that's catching me.
Then you have their full name.
That's a good idea.
Is that not a bit transparent? I wanted to know your surname for some bizarre reason.
For legal reasons. Yeah, I'm filling out a form here.
My solicitor is sending you a letter. Yeah, I've actually done that on air where I have been... It's grand, I'm reading my brief, I got the intro, and here's so-and-so in front of me. But then I spilt tea once on it, and so I destroyed the bit of paper. So I didn't have... We also outro people, as you probably know, and we go, and thank you very much, Dr. Mendezi. But I didn't know what the name of the person, and I was just like... Well, thank
Thanks.
You.
whoever
you might be. And I just had a really personal conversation with you about something very tragic. And I don't know who the hell you are.
Kerry Kelly, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
I will invest in those name badges.
Isn't it Ray?
It's still Ray. Ray. Yeah, JP's Ray. Here as well.
Isn't JP. PJ, thank JP.
Thank you so much. Okay. Let me outro you.
Okay.
Doctor.
Yeah, Doctor. thank you so much. Lovely chat.
The Best Bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey!